Will the moon soon be open for business?
It is no state secret that space exploration is an expensive business. Countries active in space exploration allocate astronomical sums from their annual budgets to finance these endeavours. But what if this money could be recouped by making money on the moon itself? All this may seem like light years away, but it's a vision that may become a reality. The Space Frontier Foundation, which supports space exploration and exploitation of its resources, certainly thinks so. The foundation believes the only way to efficiently explore the moon and beyond is to create permanent human settlements beyond Earth, so that we can also extend commerce to outer space. In fact, a lack of outside financing would mean that space exploration projects will be neither affordable nor sustainable. As a result, true space commerce is critical for the future of space missions. Paul Eckert, an international and commercial strategist whose work focuses on space commerce, is clear about what space commerce will involve. In his eyes, it's an opportunity to extend the global economy beyond Earth. Eckert further supports his theory by providing a concrete example. Exploiting regolith, the moon's surface material, is one of the most promising commercial opportunities the moon has to offer, according to Eckert. Oxygen and hydrogen can easily be extracted from regolith. These elements can then be used to manufacture rocket fuel. Silicon is another substance that can be obtained from regolith. This can be used to create solar panels. Eckert claims that several companies are already exploring the possibility of moon-manufactured solar panels to power lunar colonies. To date, his company has sold more than 2,500,000 one-acre plots of lunar land. For the moment, buyers, of course, cannot exploit their lunar fortune in any way, but they are issued with title deeds for their plot bearing their name. Hope's main selling point is that the plots are rich in helium that buyers will one day be able to exploit for around $125,000 an ounce. To show that he has no intention of backing down, Hope has even formed a galactic government. In an effort to be recognised, he has written to countries on Earth asking them not to trespass on the moon without a licence.